wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Rare rainstorms have turned a huge party in the desert into a nightmare. CBS's Christian Benavides has the latest.
Everyone was asked to stay in their camps and ration food.
Storms sweeping through Nevada's Black Rock Desert, where crowds gathered for this year's Burning Man Festival, have left tens of thousands stranded after desert sand turned to mud. Authorities are investigating the death of at least one person.
And there is concern it could get worse with more storms on the way and supplies dwindling. Crews are making progress to get the lights back on in North Florida, where folks are still recovering from Hurricane Idalia. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We had over 400,000 restored less than 48 hours after the storm, and now they've continued to do more. It's just having a lot of manpower and working to really be able to get the job done. So I think you're going to see more progress throughout today.
He and the governor of Georgia have both requested federal assistance.
Please, let's have a moment of silence. It'll be the first time Duval Street's ever been quiet.
Thousands of Parrotheads honored Jimmy Buffett today in Key West. They were decked out in their tropical best to honor the late singer.
I'm Tom Foti.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show.
Jimmy Buffett's website is now disclosing the cause of death for the late singer-songwriter, a rare aggressive skin cancer. Jimmy Buffett had been fighting it for 4 years while continuing to perform. He died late last week at age 76.
The Minnesota Department of Corrections says it's resolved a situation involving about 100 inmates at a prison in Bayport. They'd reportedly refused to go back to their cells in protest over unfair and unsafe conditions there. A former inmate later said they dealt with excessive heat and had limited access to showers for months. Pope Francis presided over Mass today in Mongolia's capital.
This is Chris Livesay in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. In the 2,000 years of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis is the first pope to ever visit here and the first to eat the customary dried yogurt, a delicacy here in North Central Asia where livestock outnumber people by about 20 to 1 in the most sparsely populated country on the planet.
He'll head back to the Vatican tomorrow. Royal fans dressed up their pet corgis and marched around a Buckingham Palace today to remember Queen Elizabeth. This week marks a year since her death at 96. The Queen loved corgis and owned about 30 throughout her life. Organizers say they plan to do it again every year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Back to radio school with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to hour number 2 of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, handcrafted and local from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all. Find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. It's right downtown. Great food, great beer, and live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to see the menu. It is time for a double dip of brand new music from Rain Stern.
never truly care that this world needs, you know. People just look beautiful without really being a whole, but you've got both the soul and that physique. Yeah, I can see when you smile inside those eyes you've got, girl. I wanted to, so I'll help you to change the whole world together. Yeah, we'll see better weather.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Rain Stearns, so precarious. Brand new Rain Stearns before that. The song is called Zodiac, and it's available right now, I believe, on all of her streaming channels. It's also up on YouTube. The new Rain Stearns. Holy cow. What'd you think about that rocker? Sorry, rocker.
That was pretty good, Jimmy. That's off her new debut EP, Welcome Home.
She's been working for a long time on this EP. Rain Stearns, originally from New Glarus, Wisconsin. Now she's out in L.A., and she's been working on this EP for like 3 years. And I'm so happy for her that she actually got it out now. It's out for the people, and I can't wait to have a physical copy in my hands.
Yeah, because then we'll have more songs from Rain Stearns.
Absolutely. Make sure you follow Rain on all the socials. She's pretty active there. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. His original local music until midnight tonight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call us up and tell us what you're up to tonight, you could also call or text in the Civic Media app. Rocker, you said you had a text to read, or do you still have that in front of you or no?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Let's pull it up, Jimmy. Let's see. It says, great show tonight so far. Glad to catch the Dark Star buzz down here in Chicago. Speaking of, I'm glad I might have a chance to see more Mackenzie Moore now that she just moved down here. Rock on, Jimmy and Rocker. See you soon, Robert H.
Robert Alstad from Sky Urchin. Thanks for listening, brother. Appreciate that. And Mackenzie Moore did move to Chicago.
Yes.
Wow. Opportunities arise. Maybe Sky Urchin and Mackenzie could do a show together down in the Loop. That'd be cool. Do it Blues Brothers style. So I talked to the legal department here at Civic Media. They're working overtime in the offices back here, Rocker. And they said I can give the score, the final score of the Badger game.
30, was it like 4 out of 5 lawyers at least?
4 out of 5. One of them had hair dye dripping down his cheek.
Oh, no, Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, no.
Wearing big old Coke bottle glasses. 38-17 was your final from Camp Randall today. The Badgers beating up on Buffalo. Rocker's dad's alma mater. Sorry, Pops. Appreciate that.
Well, I hope the Bills go the same way this year.
You know what's really cool? this is really neat. When I came to the studio today, when I got here, Corey was in the ops center over here.
Yeah, tending to the Badgers transmission.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Civic Media airs Badger games. It's really cool. We're on the air. You could hear the Wisconsin Badgers football throughout the year on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, WFHR up in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. Of course, you can stream it on the Civic Media app on Wisconsin Rocker.
Yeah. And that's win number one, right? It's the first three games are pretty big here.
Yeah, good win today. I mean, it's always good to get that first win out of the way. I got to listen to the first three quarters. They looked okay. There was some stumbles, you know. It wasn't a blowout or anything like that, but they played well. They won the game. Next week, we go on the road.
Okay.
Out to Washington State. That's a 6:30 kickoff, and you can hear that game across the Civic Media Radio Network. But you probably want to listen to Max Inc. Radio next week anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I was watching out the window, and when the game got over, boy, lots of red shirts walking up the street. And, hey, there's going to be a lot of parking in the ramp. So
soon, yeah. Taste of Madison is still going on. The bands are playing up there.
It is.
Rocker, we still got an action-packed show for the people. What's coming up here, man?
Oh, let's see. We'll be talking to Michelle Braun. She's out in Milwaukee. We'll be talking to her on the phone. Va, va, voom. Rock and roll fundraiser, car and bike show out at the Steel Tank Brewing Company. We'll hear all about all the things happening there. Vivian Riley with Terry Barr coming up. And the Devil's Lair, Sam Lyons, coming out from Milwaukee to play for us live.
Looking forward to seeing Sam. I got Max and Kevy for you tonight at 10 o'clock. Interviews from Karma, Bloody Karma, and Cold Black River. They're both playing Riff Raff Fest in Wausau, Wisconsin. That's next Saturday, the 9th. Hello, Wausau. I wish I could go up to that. But Chad Holmes, thank you, Rocker, is going to be checking in at the Pollock Inn. We're going to get him on the air hopefully next Saturday too to do some live check-ins from the Pollock Inn.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. In the meantime, I've got new music from Doom Union coming up. I also have a double dip of alternative radio in the not too near future, and brand new Dana Perry. Right now is Dennis Shepherd. He was in the studio last week for an interview. You can hear that interview right now on our podcast page. Just click the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Dennis Shepherd now, hearts or hand grenades on Max Inc. Radio?
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I want to feel alone. We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes. But moving on is hard. So let me cry it out alone. 'Cause when it happened, I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart. As I tell myself, this is just a moment, just a story. 'Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on time. But there's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this?
Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Civic Media, we are local music. Sexy Esther there from 2012. That's a kind of a flashback now. Mr. Moon.
A throwback.
We were talking about the mamas earlier. How many mamas has Lindsay Evans and Sexy Esther won?
Yeah, they had over quite, quite a run there.
I think the over-under is maybe 14. I don't know, but that's my guess. Accumulative. She probably has a whole buffet of mama awards.
Wow, you have to have like you know a separate piece of furniture just for that.
Right, no doubt. Oh, I'm jonesing for a Sexy Esther show too. I know they're trying to get, they have a new drummer. It's only a matter of time, Rocker, we get to see Sexy Esther perform live. Maybe in the Devil's Lair someday, right?
That would be rocking. That'd be a lot of fun.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text. We had a call from Scott from Northern Illinois. He's listening down there, enjoying the local music from Wisconsin. And we appreciate Scott listening. Appreciate it. We play a lot of music from Northern Illinois, too. Chicago and Rockford. Mono and Stereo and Rockford. Love that band.
I wonder if Scott is a Packer fan.
Of course he is. Who wouldn't be a Packer? Who would be a Bears fan? Come on. Come on,
well,
man.
Well, maybe like, well, I'm not going to say anything, Jimmy.
You said we got a text.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. We have a text from a poster says, loving the show. Is there a place to find a playlist of tonight's show? I'm looking for the name of the woman that sang the song I Was Your Fool or I'm a Fool, something like that. Her first name was Tina, she thinks. She didn't catch last.
Boy, I don't know.
Kelsey Miles?
It could have been Kelsey Miles. Yeah. Last year.
What were the last couple songs?
You're right. Fool. That was Kelsey Miles. KelseyMiles.com. And that's a brand new song from Kelsey. You can download it right from her website. That's what I did.
Okay. Perfect. Well, there you go.
Hey, we're going to talk with Michelle Braun. She's going to tell us all about the Va-Va Vroom Rock and Roll fundraiser car and bike show. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Civic Media, WXCO 98.9 FM, and Max Inc. Radio presents Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn in Wausau, featuring Karma Bloody Karma, Cold Black River, Clean, Grave Next Door, and Passion Aggression. Wausau, that's rock, and support local music at Riff Raff Fest, Saturday, September 9th at the Pollock Inn, presented by WXCO 98.9 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors, yup. Family activities and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun on Madison's Near East Side.
Labor Day weekend in Wisconsin and, well, I guess across the country. Labor Day is not exclusive to Wisconsin. Trying to be all fancy and stuff. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. You can grab it from the website, civicmedia.us, or at your favorite app store, Rocker.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hey, Va-Va-Voom, rock and roll, car show, bike show, pinups. It's all kinds of things. It's a fundraiser for Guitars for Vets out in Oconomowoc at the Steel Tank Brewing Company, Sunday, September 10th from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And on the phone with us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right now, Whammy Events and Music Coordinator and board member
and rock star
Michelle Braun. Michelle, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
So, Michelle.
Hey guys, it's good to be here.
It's great to hear your voice. What are you up to tonight? It's such a crazy night here in Madison. What are you up to tonight?
Oh my God, I know. It's just that time of year. It's just there's 17 million things to do in one night. I just got done working and I'm headed to a show over at the Miramar. There's a big kind of the Globe reunion. So a bunch of old school local bands that haven't played together in years. It's Jeff Hamilton's birthday. So I'm headed there.
That's awesome, man.
Tell Jeff the guys at Max Inc. Radio say hi and happy birthday for us, would you?
I absolutely will.
Michelle, now you are one of the organizers of the Va-Va-Voom rock and roll fundraiser. There seems like there's so much stuff going on. Can you tell us a little bit about this gig and the Steel Tank Brewing Company? And you know, I ate there once. They have an amazing fish fry.
Oh, their food is absolutely fantastic. And you know, one of the things that I'm looking forward to the most unfortunately to say, like, they have a Packer buffet. They're having an $8 Packer party buffet, and I cannot wait because their food is so delicious.
Wow. What's like, on the buffet?
I mean, there's going to be so many other amazing things going on, like the classic car show. We're going to have a classic car and bike show all years, you know, making models. Welcome. There's going to be raffles. You know, people are going to be winning prizes for the best in show for the cars. There's a pinup contest where the winner, the number one winner, actually gets her picture hung up in the brewery for a year. She gets to be the brewery babe for a full year, and that includes like a mug club membership with it. And
are they taking pictures like right then and there?
Yeah, we'll have a photographer actually on hand to take picture of the any of the winners of the classic cars, the bikes, and the pinup girls. There's going to be pictures for people to take after the event. They can email the photographer and get these professional photos. So it's really kind of awesome. And all of it is proceeds for Guitars for Vets, which if you guys, I know you guys know who they are, but they do such amazing work with veterans that have PTSD. They put guitars into the hands of these people and they give them free lessons and then they get a guitar when they graduate. And so it's just all for such a fantastic cause too.
And I see that they have a guitar auction because they have these things they call art guitars.
Yeah. So people can donate guitars to the program. And if it's, even if it's a guitar that doesn't play, they'll fix it up. And if it's beyond fixing, they have a group of artists that puts their artwork on the guitars, whether that's painting. Some people, you know, do these really elaborate, like, structural stuff to the guitar. There was one that had fake mice and cheese.
Nice.
And it's people get really, really unique and creative with it. And then those guitars are actually for sale for people to buy.
Wow. And there's even live music. Tell us about the live music that's happening.
Yes, of course, live music. My passion. These two bands are going to be doing all of the classics, you know, Brett and the Dandies. They do Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, Dionne and the Belmonts, all your favorite 50s and 60s classics. They do some Stray Cats because you can't go wrong with some Stray Cats. It's they're yeah. Really, really awesome band. Then Hot Rod Huey and the B-Sides, they are playing from, 2:30 to 5, and they do the Cars, they do Huey Lewis in the News, so it's just going to be a whole day of all these classic hits that everybody loves. And then all of the other stuff that's going on is just, it's going to be a really, really wonderful event.
Now it says here, there's a $5 suggested donation, but who's not going to throw $5, $10, $20 in the pot to help Guitars for Vets out, you know? I'm sure that's easy to do for sure. So it's at the Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc. Sunday, September 10th, starts at 9 o'clock. You're going to be there the whole day, aren't you, Michelle?
Yeah, we are. So the event itself doesn't really start till about 11. You know, we'll have, the place will be open. There'll be the buffet and stuff like that. But we want to kind of get the cars in there early before all the foot traffic comes in. So 9 a.m., we'll have classic cars starting to line up. And we're having Packer parties. We're going all the way to the Packer game, having specials going on, touchdown specials. It's going to be a full day of fun.
You know, Michelle, you know how I found the Steel Tank Brewing Company? I went and played at Summerfest with my band Iron Plow, and Michelle and Guitar for Vets and Whammy were putting on that stage. And on the way home, we were driving home, and we were so hungry, and we pulled off the road in Oconomowoc to find something to eat, and we were driving around, and we couldn't find anything. We were like, oh, no. I mean, it was like Culver's. It was like the last-ditch thing we could find. And we were pulling into the Culver's parking lot, and we're like, the Steel Tank Brewing Company.
Dun, dun, dun.
And everything went off, and we went over there, and we just had an amazing meal after playing Summerfest. So that was, you were kind of helpful in us finding that.
Hey, you know, stars align like that sometimes.
Nice. Michelle, it's wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you so much for the information. The Va Va Vroom Rock and Roll Fundraiser, once again, is Sunday, September 10th, starting at 9 o'clock at the Steel Tank Brewing Company in Oconomowoc. Is there a website, a Facebook event, a phone number? How can people get more information, Michelle?
Yeah, so it is definitely on Facebook and Instagram. Check out those. That's kind of the main spot, but we are on a couple other sites. The Wednesday Night Classics, that's kind of a car show exclusive. So we are on there. My email's on there. People can email me with any questions, or if they want to sign up and pre-register for either the pinup contest or the classic car show, we do have pre-registration just to kind of save your spot, but we're open to anybody coming in.
It's an all ages, family friendly event. It's going to be a great time. And don't forget the donations, the proceeds and the donations goes to Guitars for Vets. You can get more information about Guitars for Vets, a great organization, guitars4vets.com. Michelle, thank you so much. It's great to hear you. I hope to see you again sometime soon.
Yes, hopefully soon, guys. Take care.
Let's do that.
Bye, Michelle.
Let's do some Marsden now. Tune It Out. Original local music from Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Bloody
Brats, Brandy, Cow Chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're heading. It's a quarter to nine and the truck stop trucks wear off, but the session begins to take us to someplace else. Small talk's fine, but there's not been singing it at all. I got a sneaking suspicion that I'm screaming. It's going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. 'Cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
Scott from Northern Illinois, listening to Max Inc. Radio, inspired me to play some mono in stereo from Rockford, Illinois, here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. And it's really cool because mono in stereo, they're coming to Madison next week, Rocker, for Punk's Picnic down at Lake Farm Park. We had Natalie on the phone from Venus and Furs last week talking about Punk's Picnic. You can get that podcast right now on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Rocker, we got brand new music on the way from Milwaukee's very own Alternative Radio. They got a new single out. We're going to hear it for a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, yeah. Those guys rock.
Ton of new music. Plus, I got new music from Candace Griffin in a moment. This is brand new music that was sent into maxincradio.com. John Stanlowski, I think I'm saying his name right. He's in a band, his band called, oh dear, I'm slipping between screens and I'm lost in my computer. Doom Union is the name of the band. And he sent me this song. He's up in Stevens Point. He works for Aaron Weber Group, movetomadison.com, selling real estate up there. I told him, I'll play your song if you get 25 people from Stevens Point to tune into Max Inc. Radio tonight.
Wow. Hello, Stevens Point.
Hello, Stevens Point. Thank you for listening. This is brand new music here. It's called Get Gone, Doom Union on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
These are the days the old books say. Oh,
That's Doom Union on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music. Get gone. Why don't you give me a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Let me know what you thought of that song. I thought it was pretty cool. Right now, Candace Griffin, she's at Beer Rock tonight. This is In the Morning, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, I missed you.
Radio for the people.
When you think
think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.